Hi everyone, you are listening to another episode of Ying Yong Yidu. I'm Alex and today I'm taking over the mic. I'd like to tell everyone about travel. When you hear the word travel, you're probably thinking, I know how to talk about travel. I know words like train, plane, going to a hotel, buying souvenirs. But today I want to talk about some new kinds of travel. First, let me call my friend Julie. Hi Julie, are you there?
Hi Alex, good morning. Yes, how are you?
I'm not bad. I've taken over the studio today because I want to talk to you about traveling.
Sure, no problem.
So first, I'd like to introduce something that's becoming more and more popular in Europe and America. Mm-hmm. It's called digital detox. Have you ever heard of digital detox camping?
No, I just know digital. What is detox?
Well, let's first concentrate on the words digital and detox first. Digital, as you know, refers to electronics. And detox means to get rid of.
To get rid of?
Yeah.
What kind of?
Yeah, for example, if you drink too much beer because you had a party the night before, the next day you might say, I need to detox. I'm just going to drink water.
OK, 刚才呢 Alex 说到的这个有一个可能相对来说对于我们中国学生稍微有一点生僻的词汇是这个 detox。 Detox 的本身的意思呢是比如说你当天喝酒喝多了，那么第二天你可能觉得说不太舒服，需要清醒一下，我需要喝点水啊等等，这个叫做 detox。
Yeah, so when we put digital and detox together, we get digital detox. And that means a time when a person stops using electronic devices.Such as a smartphone or a computer.
Okay. 所以这里呢 digital detox 的意思就是其实一个引申义啊，就 detox 本身是表示宿醉之后我们需要清醒，那么加上电子设备或者数码的，它的意思大家就很明白了，就是说我们要怎么说，我们现在有上网成瘾症或者手机成瘾症的这些人呢，他需要说离开他的手机或者是离开网络一段时间啊，所以这个叫 digital detox.
Yes.、Yeah, So digital detox camping is where people go on holiday to get away from today's daily use of electronics.
Yeah, it's not like camping on an open space in a mountain area, right?
Well, it could be, but it could also be in the countryside, just relaxing. It could be by the sea, looking at the trees and the lakes and everything. It doesn't have to be necessarily just camping.
Mm-hmm.OK, 所以这里 camping 也不是说我们平时说的这种宿营的概念啊，就是其实离开手机，离开电子设备，然后到大自然当中去，享受一下这个大自然的花语、鸟语花香，或者是什么花草啊，清新的空气啊，这种，所以它的这个 camping 的意思会更广泛一些。Yes, I see.所以其实在生活当中呢，我们真的是很多人都觉得自己好像应该算是一个低头族哈，这样。Have you ever heard about 低头族 in Chinese, Alex?
Well, actually I have, because I'm a teacher in China. So quite often, in the first class, I often, see students, they're a little bit shy, they don't know their classmates, so they prefer to just pay attention to their mobile phone. And I read in the newspaper that there was this word, 低头族. And it's where people just keep their heads down, right, to look at their mobile phones. Actually, this phenomenon is happening all around the world. We even have a new word in English, which is called fubbing.
Fubbing?
Yeah.
Does it mean 低头族?
Yeah, and this word actually comes from two words. One is phone, and the other word is to snub.
OK, 所以刚才 Alex 说到就是低头族啊，因为现在已经是这么普遍的一个现象啊，所以竟然有了一个新的英语单词来对应，叫做 fubbing, 它呢是一个就像是这种合成词啦， phone 和 snub, phone 我们都知道是手机， what does snub mean here, Alex?
Okay, well, if you snub somebody, it means that maybe, for example, they are standing next to you. But if you snub them, it means that you kind of pretend that they're not there. You kind of show your body language that you don't really want to talk to them. That's called snubbing.
Snubbing. So, fubbing, I wonder, is that Does that refer to a group of people? So, can I say I'm fubbing or I'm one of fubbing? How can we use it?
Yeah, you can say he's fubbing or they are fubbing. And yeah, you can use it as a group or as an individual.
Okay. 所以大家知道啊，这个 fubbing 的话表示的是这样一个就集合名词的概念。你可以说 he's fubbing, 就是它可以做一个就是单数。
Yeah.
也可以说 they are fubbing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, this word is,
fubbing.
Yeah, and this word is actually quite new, so there may even be some people that don't know this word. So as a Chinese English learner, you may learn some words that maybe even some local people haven't quite learned yet.
Yeah, that's good. So snub, I just want to summarize. I think I ignored a bit what you said because I was taking down the notes.
Yeah.
Snub means you turn your back against somebody trying to ignore him or her, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I think maybe it's common with children and their parents, or for example, if a child has gone out somewhere and then they suddenly realize their parents are there, they may choose to snub them because they don't want their parents to find out.
Find out what?
To find out that they're out playing or something.
Okay,
yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
I did a lot of that in my childhood.
Yeah.
So what are the benefits of digital detox camping? Have you been to one? Or have you heard anything from your friends about the benefits?
Well, I'm too busy with work because I love my work. So I haven't actually tried digital detox camping yet. But I think there are many benefits to it. For a start, as we all know, today when we are at school or we're at work, we have a lot of stress. So I think digital detox gives us the opportunity to reduce stress and also focus more on traditional ways of social interaction. Because today we use our mobile phones so much, maybe we don't talk to people as much as we used to in the past.
所以呢，刚才说到啊 ，Alex 说到的这个有两个，至少已经有两个好处。那么第一个叫做 reduce stress， 这是一个很好的表达，就是我们经常会说到 pressure， 就大家会说我要有压力，我要减少自己的压力，会说那个 reduce pressure， but it's used too much， 所以我们可以换一个词叫做 stress。Sometimes you can replace pressure with stress， 所以 reduce stress， 减少你的压力。还有刚才呢 ，Alex 说到 social interaction or traditional way of social interaction， 就是我们说呢不用手机去交流的那种社交活动。Interaction 表示的是互动 ，you talk with somebody face to face or via phone， something like that， right？
Yeah, that's right. And I think there are some other benefits as well. I think it can be good for our mind, so it can increase our mindfulness. So I think it can lower our anxiety. Because today, I don't know about you, but like me, for example, I have many apps like WeChat, Weibo, QQ, and all these. And then sometimes people are like, have you replied to my message yet and everything? And I think that can make you feel a little bit anxious.
Yes, that's true. I have at least 30 or 35 apps on my phone. 刚才呢我们 Alex 说到啊，就是还有其他的好处啊，但是这个词其实我也不懂。Mindfulness, what does it really mean? Mindfulness, can you explain?
Yeah, I think mindfulness, is not a very common word actually, but I think this kind of word, what it means is that we think about our mental health and the way that we are feeling. Because when we are so busy with our apps, sometimes we don't actually stop and think, oh, I need to think about how I'm feeling. We're so busy thinking about our work or about our school. Yeah, it just means about yourself. Yeah, so thinking about yourself maybe.
Okay, lowered anxiety.
Yeah, and I think also digital detox is especially important for like teenagers because we spend so much of our time in the classroom and also doing homework after class that going on a digital detox camp can actually make us appreciate the environment more and also spend more time with people so we can say become more people-oriented.
People-oriented. So does that mean we canhave a better interaction with people face to face?
Yeah, that's right. It means that we can become more social, but not just talking to anybody. It means that building relationships as well and understanding people.
Okay, social, being more social and understanding people better, right?
Actually, that's just reminded me of a very good example, actually, because the last few years I've been watching TV in China, and I think a very good example of this is programs like Where Are You Daddy?Baba Chunar, because it's a very good example of how actually stopping work, spending some time with your children can actually build a better relationship.
Yeah, 谈到那个爸爸去哪儿啊，确实是在过去几年挺火的。Social and understanding people better, so that's what people oriented means. Okay.
I think there was a lot of vocabulary there, so let's go through those words again. So we can say...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so we could say increased mindfulness.
Yeah, increased mindfulness means... 它的意思是说人会能够比较集中精力在自己真正应该集中精力的事情上，会在精神健康方面有所提高。Increased mindfulness, 你可以不妨这样理解。
It can lower anxiety.
Lower anxiety, 它的意思就是减少焦虑。Is that right?
Yeah, and better appreciation of the environment.
更好的去花时间精力欣赏我们周围的环境，而不是只是眼睛盯着电脑或者手机。
And more people oriented.
变得更擅长社交，更擅长交际，更容易去理解他人。
Now, you're probably thinking, well, if we don't have our mobile phones, what exactly can we do at a digital detox camp? Well, the answer is everything. Yeah, anything that's not related to technology, basically. I mean, do you have any suggestions, Julie?